This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly, presenter and football commentator. I cover German football. With me today, as always, is former Premier League defender Chris Perry, who's heard a lot on German coverage these days. Chris, you got a bit of stick last week for putting Bayern and Dortmund in the parlay as being a bit of an easy choice, but they both got beat.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it was a bit of a shock weekend, wasn't it? I mean, Leipzig as well lost three of the top four. Lost. I don't know how often that's happened, probably in Bundesliga history. So, in terms of that, I think it was a shock weekend. But we still managed to get some good picks on the weekend last week.
Yeah, Freiburg in particular. Of course, they won at Hoffenheim. I think you both had that as your
dog of the week.
Dog of the week. And we'll get to those at the end of the show. George, you know, the title race is done, as we've mentioned before, but there's a race for Europe. There's a race to survive. And we don't just have match markets now for the closing weeks of the season. We're looking at relegation too.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's an interesting one. I mean, looking at kind of the bottom of the Bundesliga, obviously you've got Stuttgart occupying the relegation playoff place as it stands at the moment. And they're 4 points off safety. You know, Hertha Berlin have obviously managed to open up a four-point gap over them thanks to some good recent form. And for me, I think it will finish exactly how it looks right now with the bottom three. I think Stuttgart, Bielefeld and Firth will occupy those bottom three spots with Stuttgart. But it's interesting looking at, you know, who potentially could come up. Obviously, I know we don't focus too much on the second division of German football, but it's incredible. Currently 5 points, with two games to go, 5 points separates first and fifth. So there's still absolutely everything to play for.
It's unbelievable in Bundesliga 2 this season how tight it is. So teams to be directly relegated: Bielefeld -500, Stuttgart +300, based on the league standings at the moment. And of course, there are only two games to go for every team in the Bundesliga now, because we're on match day 33 of the season. Don't forget, you can see all the prices for the nine games we're going to talk about at the BetRivers website. So let's start with the Friday night football. It's Bochum versus Bielefeld. Chris, starting with you, what a win for Bochum last weekend, first of all. They're 12th in the table, but they went 4-3 at Dortmund.
Yeah, fantastic. I think a surprise to everyone and a brilliant game. And the fact that they scored four goals away from home was a huge surprise. And obviously will give them a lot of confidence coming into this game. But they've actually got a really poor record against Bielefeld. They've only won one of the last 12 against Bielefeld, only one of the last six at home against Bielefeld. And you kind of get the feeling that this is a game now. Bochum have done what they set out to do at the start of the season, which was stay up. And they're fine mid-table now. And you just feel, I've just got a feeling that Bielefeld, knowing that Stuttgart are going to Bayern, they're going to lose Stuttgart, you'd imagine. So I think Bielefeld have got a real opportunity here. I think we'll come to it a little bit later on when I talk about my dog of the week. But I quite like the tie here. I quite like the draw at +260. I think it could be a really tight game. And I think the tie could be a good way to go.
Especially if you factor in as well, like the fact that, if anything, the rumours to go by that Bochum's celebrations after the Dortmund game, obviously, you know, fantastic result from it. It was brilliant, wasn't it? From a neutral perspective, it was one of the best games to watch this season. But yeah, but allegedly a lot of celebrations took place after. So it's, with nothing to play for now as well, it would be interesting to see, you know, how they do against a Bielefeld side that obviously got absolutely everything to fight for. And you look at Bochum as well, they're without the defender, I'm going to try and pronounce this correctly, is it Staffelidis? You know, they're going to be without him. Danilo Suarez as well, he's out through injury. So they're missing a couple of obviously good players there. Yeah, I'd be inclined to agree with Chris on this one. It was really tough for me to try and find an angle here, so I didn't want to force it. So it'd be a no pick for me. But if I was forced to, I think I'd completely 100% agree with Chris on this one.
Yeah, Bochum were +700, by the way, to win at Dortmund last week. Bielefeld, as you mentioned, a massive game for them. They can mathematically stay up without the need for a relegation playoff, but realistically, we know the 16th is the best they can hope for. 2 points off Stuttgart. And they did score that crucial late goal against Hertha, Chris. And you wonder if that would just give them a little bit of a lift going into this game as well. You've sort of talked me round into this one.
Yeah, no, I absolutely. That late equaliser means everything to him. It's kept everything alive. And as I mentioned, Stuttgart going to Bayern, that they can go above Stuttgart if they can suddenly pull off a victory here. I think a draw is the more likely result, but if they were to pull off a victory, it gives them a great chance of finishing in that playoff spot.
Okay, let's go to the Saturday games. A reminder there, by the way, Bochum plus 120 win, Bielefeld plus 215 to win. So we'll go to Saturday because that Friday game is a 2:30 Eastern time kickoff. So on to the Saturday games, 9:30 in the morning Eastern time. And we'll start with Hoffenheim against Bayer Leverkusen. Hoffenheim eighth and effectively out of the race for Europe now after a defeat to Freiburg. And we'll get to that shortly. Leverkusen on the brink of a return to the Champions League. George, what are you thinking about this one?
Yeah, it was a relatively straightforward one for me this. So I really like Leverkusen to go to Hoffenheim and get a result. I really do. Hoffenheim, they failed to win any of their last seven. It kind of looks like they've potentially down tools for the season. And that there's no pressure on them. But, you know, as you said, Europe looks completely beyond reach. I think they're 6 points adrift at the moment. And they don't tend to have a good record against Leverkusen either. They've not beaten them in any of their last three meetings. And, you know, but the games between them, they do tend to be quite interesting. There's been in Hoffenheim as well, actually, in their last six games, there's been at least three goals in five of them, which kind of shows me that the pressure's just off. They're kind of, you know, they're not so focused, a bit lapsed at the back, but they're enjoying going forward as well. As Leverkusen, on the other hand, have kept things quite tight and professional. Games for them have seen the unders land quite a bit recently, but I've just sided with Leverkusen here. I think they'll want to, you know, they can guarantee a Champions League spot with a win. It looks likely they'll get it anyway, but it puts it beyond all doubt if they can secure victory here. And they've got the second best away record in the division. You know, they're not to be taken lightly on the road. And we saw they put in that professional performance against Eintracht, which they should have won. Like I said, it was my favourite bet of the week last week, Leverkusen on that minus one handicap. And they managed to cover that. But there were a few tricky spells there, but they got it done. They're very efficient, and I think they'll get the job done here at Hoffenheim. And I think it's a fairly healthy price at minus 106 as well.
Yeah, I don't disagree. It's hard to disagree with everything that George has said. I think Leverkusen will win the game. They're in fantastic form, as you said, really strong away from home. Both teams have scored in 10 of their last 12 away games. So I quite like, if you wanted to go as a slightly different angle and go a little bit of a parlay on it with Leverkusen win and both teams to score, yes, you can get something like plus 215, which I think gives you maybe a tiny bit more value and might be the way to go. Or even a Leverkusen win and over 2.5 goals is plus 155. So some just different angles to go on. But as I said, can't disagree with George at all.
Yeah, I think goals for sure, because Hoffenheim still have all these injuries at the back as well. Hoebner, Nordveit, Richards, all unavailable by Leverkusen without Bellarabi and Wirtz at the moment. But Patrick Schick scored his 22nd of the season last weekend. What a player he's looking like right now. Let's go to a kickoff, same time kickoff, 9:30 Eastern time on Saturday morning. Freiburg, Union. Freiburg are fourth, and as things stand, they're going into the Champions League. They're 2 points clear of Leipzig. And that win against the aforementioned Hoffenheim, Chris, unbelievable last weekend, 4-3.
Brilliant game, wasn't it? Fantastic game. Swung both ways there, forward and backwards. And it was our dog of the week, obviously, last week. We both, myself and George, really fancied Freiburg to be that team that could spring the surprise. And they did. And they've gone up into that fourth spot now because of Leipzig losing the game. And you feel that momentum is with them. You really do. And they're in fantastic form. Only lost one of the last 11. Really, really strong team. And you have to think that they're going to win this game. And I think Union are a good side. Five games unbeaten for Union. But, you know, I just feel Freiburg might be the way to go. I think Freiburg win by one goal is plus 280. And I think that might be the way to go. Freiburg by the odd goal here.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that as well, to be fair. You know, they've got that. It's just a single point cushion over Leipzig. But obviously, Leipzig have got, at the time of recording, they've not played that game against Rangers. But so that's obviously a huge, huge match for them. But I think with Freiburg, the sort of foundation, the building block of their fine season as well, is they've been excellent on home soil. They've lost just three home games all season. They've been incredible. But on the flip side, for you know, the glowing reviews we give Freiburg, looking at Union, 1 week they're fantastic and the next they let you down. You know, yes, they're five games unbeaten, but you look at it, both teams have scored, I believe, in four of their last five matches. So they do concede goals as well. And I just think here personally, you know, both teams have got something to fight for. They're both going to want to get on the score sheet. So I think the obvious look at, you know, the pick here was potentially both teams to score. But I think if you wanted to throw in both teams scoring over 2.5, considering both have got a lot left to play for, there's so many goals they want to achieve still, neither will want to, you know, give up any points. So yeah, both teams scoring over 2.5 could also be an angle there as well. But yeah, fascinating game prospect.
Yeah, Union had that damaging draw last weekend at home to Greuther Fürth, where they conceded relatively late. But they are hanging on to a European place, as George mentioned. They're seventh and might well be one. They're 1 point behind Cologne. Speaking of Cologne, many expect them to be in European competition. They're on the brink of a return to European competition. I think technically they only need 1 point to guarantee some kind of European football. Romped to a 4-1 win against Augsburg last weekend. They're minus 155 to beat Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg plus 365. George, where's the value in this one, do you think?
Well, I was really happy because last week I mentioned you know, that for me the value was on a Köln win and over 2.5 goals, and that was at plus 300. And obviously that absolutely romped home. So I was really happy to see that. And, you know, they're 3 points off a Champions League place. So it's absolutely everything still to play for them. And, you know, if they can target that Champions League place, for me, I think they're going to guarantee some kind of place in Europe. Which competition remains to be seen. But no, I've been impressed with them. And they've been very entertaining of late. And they've lost just two of their last 10. So they've been picking up some good form at the crucial moment of the season. On the flip side, looking at Wolfsburg, I mean, they're safe from relegation, but they've not really got anything else to play for. And they've lost seven of their last 10 away league games. I think we spoke about them last week. We didn't, and we just said, you know, 1 week they can be really impressive and the next they're getting absolutely smashed. It's really sort of bizarre to kind of see how they can just sort of fluctuate so much. But yeah, in their last 10 away league matches, they're conceding an average of 2.5 goals per game. They're sloppy on the road. And I think this is a perfect opportunity for Köln to pick up some very valuable points. And I wouldn't be put off picking the same bet again for a Köln winning over 2.5 okay. goals. It would not surprise me at all. And that's around plus 125. That's a pick that stood out to me again for Köln.
Yeah, I completely agree. I've actually got that written down to George. Exactly the same.
Yeah, have you two been hanging out without me? I feel like
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we had a chat just before we came on.
Yeah, I think you might want to go down the both teams to score route. Both teams have scored in four of the last five away for Wolfsburg. They've only won one of eight in Cologne, so they're very unlikely to win Wolfsburg, but both teams to score, yes, in five of those eight games. So that's another way you could go down. Or I think you've got to look at Anthony Modest has been absolutely fantastic this season. Scored again last week. 8 goals in 11 games against Wolfsburg, so might be a good bet. Ooh. To get on the score sheet at any time. Yeah. At plus 104.
Yeah, he got a couple last weekend. He's second an absolute cracker. I like the over 2.5 goals because you look at these Wolfsburg games recently, apart from the 1-1 draw against Stuttgart last weekend, 4-0 Bielefeld, 6-1 loss to Dortmund, and then a 5-0 loss against Mainz. Loads of goals in their games.
It's definitely going to be goals. Definitely going to be goals, especially with Köln. Although they've been on good form, you know, like I said, just in terms of lost two of their last 10 matches, but they're without a clean sheet in their last seven. So they do concede as well. So it's just a case of who can score more. So I think that's, there's definitely going to be goals here.
I feel like Max Kruse as well, who was signed by Wolfsburg to replace Valt Vekos, has got a good record against Köln as well. So we'll see if he can do some damage to them. Let's go to another Saturday, 9:30 Eastern time kickoff. Greuther Fürth against Dortmund. Fürth already relegated, conceded 77 goals this season. They are plus 860 for the win. Dortmund minus 345 for the victory. Dortmund still have these issues at the back. No Kerbel, Meunier or Hummels. And in part, that led to the 4-3 loss to Bochum. Chris, do you want to get us started on this one? This is a weird one to call, is it? Because neither team has anything to play for now, really. Dortmund expected to finish second.
I think Dortmund will be a little bit aggrieved at losing the game last week. They'll want to come back strong, certainly, and finish the season strong. I think Greuther Fürth picked up a fantastic result away at Union. Really tough place to go with as you mentioned, a late equaliser. You look at Greuther Fürth at home, it's not good. I mean, they've not won any of the last 10 games, not won any of the last five at home. But both teams to score, yes, in all three games they've had against the top four this season, which would suggest that, you know, that they're quite open games. They will have a go at this. And Dortmund, as we all know, and saw particularly last week, are not particularly strong at the back. And you'd have to think that I could see Dortmund winning the game, without a doubt. Dortmund, you'd expect to go and win the game, and you expect there to be goals in this game. But I think both teams to score could be the way to go to get a bit of value. So Dortmund to win and both teams to score, yes, at +138. Dortmund win and over 3.5 goals at +132. I think goals is going to be the way to go here.
Chris, I think we're going to have words after this because I've got Dortmund and both teams to score written down here as well.
Oh, no. We need some conflict on this show.
Yeah. Great minds and all that. But that game against Bochum obviously was, we kind of mentioned it already, but yeah, I don't think I've ever seen so many penalties in one game. But possibly Erling Haaland's penultimate game as a Dortmund player. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah,
Greta Firth sort of busted our parlay first off on the Friday night, didn't they, by getting that draw. But confirmed relegated. They did put up a solid fight, but they failed to win any of their last five home games. They haven't scored so many in those. They've scored just three. But nevertheless, this Dortmund back line, you know, the injuries they've got, and they're just conceding chances so simply. And yeah, I can see Greta Firth getting on the score sheet here. They've got no pressure now. They can just kind of enjoy it until the end of the season. So, and more often than not, they kind of play better. Teams play better when they've got, you know, no pressure on their shoulders whatsoever. And Dortmund's last 10 away games have averaged around 3.1 goals per match. Like, you know, when they travel on the road, there does tend to be goals. And you add in the mixture of the fact they've got so many injuries, such, you know, Hazard, Donny Marlin, Dahoud, Hummels, Meunier, they're all going to be missing for this one. Yeah, it's both teams to score was the obvious play here, but I just think Dortmund have got that little bit of quality and they should be a bit too good for this Greta Firth side. So yeah, Dortmund and both teams to score was an obvious play for me.
I suppose when you've got Erling Haaland down one end and no defenders at the other, there's just going to be loads of goals, isn't it? Chris, a bit of Bundesliga news this week that they've signed Nico Schlotterbeck to play at the back for them next season. And Dortmund addressing that issues by signing him and Nicola Zula for the upcoming season because they've conceded 50 times in their 32 games this season in the Bundesliga. It's not good enough for a team chasing the league title.
Absolutely not. No, they need to strengthen that defence. They have done for the last 3 or 4 years, really. And they've tried lots of different combinations. Manuel Akanji has obviously come in and I think been a disaster from day one, if I'm honest, as a former defender. Zula, we know, is a very, very good player. You're always a bit wary of players, Bayern Munich releasing players because you generally let them go when they're not good enough or there's some reason why they're letting them go. And then Dortmund, I think, have been stung a little bit before with players coming back from Bayern. I don't think Hummels has been the same since he's gone there. Gone back again, and you worry about that. But certainly they do need to strengthen. Yeah,
I did the game earlier in the season when they met. Actually, commentated on that one and frustrated them really well for a large part of the game. Dortmund took the lead through a Haaland penalty, and then he scored again, and then they scored again, and won by 3-0. So Furt +860 to win. Dortmund -345. Let's go to another game. The top spiel then on Saturday: Hertha versus Mainz. Mainz, a massive game down at the bottom. Hertha +155, Mainz +165. And we now get to this, Chris, that Mainz enjoyed that unbelievable win over over Bayern 3-1 last weekend.
Oh, fantastic, wasn't it? Fantastic. And Jonathan Burkhardt, like I said, first goal scorer in two of the last three before that game. Managed to get on the score sheet again. Was fantastic. So obviously that one, hopefully a few people got on that one and will have been pleased with that one. I think, you know, a shock result, but Mainz were excellent. And you have to think that they're going to bring that sort of form back into this game and go to Hertha, who are desperate for the points as well. If you look at Hertha, unbeaten in their last three games, turned it around a little bit. Felix Magath has certainly made a difference. Won two of the last three at home. Both teams to score, yes, in seven of their last nine at home. But they have a really poor record against Mainz. Only won one of the last 10 against Mainz. And only one of the last four at home against Mainz. I actually quite fancy, and I don't like to sit on the fence like this, but I quite fancy the tie here again. I fancy the draw. And I know there hasn't been too many draws.
No, George, you have not gone for that. George, no.
Obviously, George is thinking the same. I like the tie at +255 here. I think it's fantastic value. No. I really do.
Chris, George is the betting expert and you're making the same picks. I think this is a good thing. That's right, George. You like the draw as well at +255.
Yep. So I sent these across yesterday and right at the bottom, below my preview, pick, draw. So, yeah, great minds and all that. And I couldn't agree more. I echo a lot of the things that Chris has just said. Looking at her, but a win would ensure their survival, wouldn't it? You know, it would guarantee that. So obviously they want to go all out for it, but they're going to be without Stevan Jovetic, who's obviously a big miss for them. But Mainz's away record is horrible. It's the second worst away record in the division, where they've won just twice all season.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's and only poor, eight of it, really? of their 42-point tally, only eight of them have come in away games. You know, it's their home form that's kind of dictated how their season has turned out. They're horrible on the road. They really are. But I just don't see a win. I'm not sure I see a win here. I can't split the two. You know, like I said, Mainz are horrible on the road, but have Hertha really got enough to get the job done here? So, yeah, I thought sitting on the fence was the best possible outcome here. And the price of a draw was quite appealing. But I'm hoping at some point in this show, there's going to be a game where like, oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Literally couldn't agree with you less, sorry, not more. See, I'm too used to saying it. No, I'm
still on the same wavelength.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Well, it's not sitting on the fence if you're going for the pick of a draw for Hertha Mainz, who meet in the late kickoff on Saturday. Chris, quick on to you as an ex-player. You know, Mainz have just beaten Bayern. They also hit the frame of the goal five times in that win, 3-1. Are they not just like in this giddy, joyous mood that could see them go to Hertha and just go for it? I mean, we know they're mid-table, but they'll want a top-half finish. They normally finish sort of 14th, 13th. They'd love a top-half finish, wouldn't they, even if it doesn't mean European football?
Absolutely, of course they would. I mean, they'll be in fine. Everyone will be really up for this game now. Nothing, as you say, nothing on the game. Played really, really well last week. Fantastic result. But there's so much on it for Hertha. I just think it's so important to Hertha that there's not going to be a great flow to the game. You think Hertha, it will be a little bit difficult to play in. And you think that Hertha will get something out of the game. I don't think they'll get the win. And then as George said, you know, Mainz have been horrible away from home. They just can't buy a win away from home almost. And so you're thinking they probably won't win the game. So that's why the draw just made sense.
Okay, to Sunday's games, featuring the teams in the Europa League semi-finals, recording this before Frankfurt West Ham concludes and Rangers Leipzig as well. But we'll start with Frankfurt Gladbach beating Leipzig 3-1 on Monday. Brilliant win for them, despite the fact they've got the third worst defensive record in the league. For Frankfurt, I would avoid Frankfurt all day long here, because I think either way, if they lose to West Ham, it will be a gutter. If they beat West Ham, it's party time. And they're plus 120 for the win. Gladbach 205. Chris, do you want to kick us off for this one?
Yeah, and as you say, you really don't know what Frankfurt are going to do. If they do obviously get the result against West Ham, will they be in party mode? Potentially. Although they still won't have achieved what they need to achieve. They won't have got into Europe yet. So, but they can't qualify for Europe through the league. It's impossible. Will they rest players because they're potentially in a final? It's so difficult to be able to judge how Frankfurt are going to perform. I think you can go, if you got look at Gladbach, let's look at Gladbach. You know, Gladbach only lost one of the last seven. Both teams to score, yes, in four of the last five. Over 3.5 goals in the last three games. They've won two of their last three away from home. I think they're in really good form and they're really enjoying themselves at the moment. I actually think Gladbach will probably win the game, and I fancy both teams to score, and that's a really good price. Gladbach to win and both teams to score here is plus 335, which I think is fantastic, and we'll have a really good chance of coming in. And if you're looking at an outside bet, Rami Bensabaini, obviously a defender, left wing back, left back, has scored three in three games against Frankfurt and might be a good shout to score at any time at plus 480.
And they give him the odd penalty, don't they, Bensabaini?
Absolutely. He does take penalties as well, yeah.
George, imagine you've got exactly the same picks.
Not too dissimilar, Rob, I have to be honest. But no, it's been poor. I thought I'd bring a different Eintracht shirt today.
Very nice. That's a good one.
But, it's Eintracht have been horrible in the league of late, haven't they? Because it's quite
lost to Leverkusen the old Monday, yeah.
Yeah, they've thrown their eggs into one basket, and that is the Europa League, isn't it? It really is. So, for me, I was very surprised to see that, obviously, they're such firm favourites in this one. Plus 120 to win, whereas Gladbach are out to plus 205. And it did surprise me, like I said, that they're yet to play that second leg in the semi-final of the Europa League. And as Chris has mentioned, they can't qualify through the league. But just looking at their injury record as well, you know, they're still without midfielder Jesper Lindstrom, and they're not going to want any more injuries. If they qualify this week for the final, they're not going to want to risk any injuries to any key players. And judging by their league form, where they've not won across that lot, those last five, they've not kept a clean sheet in their last seven. You know, for me, I think this is just a game where they're like, look, whatever, we'll do what we can do. But if we lose, it's not the end of the world. And whereas I think Gladbach will take the initiative here. Like I said, not too much pressure on them. They secured that brilliant 3-1 win over Leipzig. Yeah, and, you know, as we've already mentioned, they're safe from relegation. Can't qualify for Europe, but, you know, achieving a high as possible finish as they can has got to be the target. So, yeah, for me, I'd want to lean towards Gladbach here. I think, obviously, we'll mention our main picks at the end of the podcast. But, yeah, for me, I do quite like Gladbach here, particularly at that price. I'm very surprised to see them as such strong outsiders in this one.
Okay, Nico Olvedi, you're suspended for Gladbach at the back, key defender for them after his red card against Leipzig. Let's go to another game on Sunday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. Fixture, Bayern -435 to win despite their defeat to Mainz last weekend. Stuttgart +950. Stuttgart are just not scoring goals. One goal in the last four games. No win in five either. George, do you want to get us going here?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, as you mentioned, Bayern tend to do well when they've just been beaten. They always tend to come flying straight back with a win, back with a bang. That's what they do. You know, I don't think they've lost back-to-back games all season in the league domestically. And they're unbeaten in their last eight home matches. And they've scored in every single home league game this season. They always find the back of the net. And they do well against Stuttgart. Stuttgart haven't kept a clean sheet in their last 20 meetings with Bayern Munich. They just don't know how to stop them from scoring. And it's an interesting one. It's interestingly poised. Like we mentioned earlier about Bielefeld, they're going to want to go there and feel they can get something to leapfrog Stuttgart. But Stuttgart will know that, and they'll know they've got to at least try, if they can, cause a shock and get something from the game, even if that's a draw. If they leave empty-handed, obviously potentially handing the initiative to Bielefeld. This is a time of the season that I love because there's so much at stake in all of these fixtures. But again, with Stuttgart there, their away record is, in terms of wins, is horrible. They've won just once all season. They've also failed to win any of their last five matches. But they've got to score. They've got to find a way of scoring. And for me, the fact that Bayern have already won the title, and we've seen plenty of times, we even saw last week, you know, they tend to take their foot off the gas a little bit once it's kind of all done and dusted. I quite like Bayern and both teams to score. The risky part is Stuttgart managing to find the back of the net. But for me, I quite like that just because, like I said, Bayern taking their foot off the gas. And yeah, +120 for Bayern to win at home and both teams to score. I think that's a very good price when they've taken on a Stuttgart side that have got it all to play for and are fighting for their lives.
Yeah, I don't think... I do actually disagree a little bit. I think...
Yes! Yes!
I think, obviously Bayern will win the game. I don't think we're ever going to disagree on that, myself and George. But, you know, Bayern have 1-0 in four of their last six at home. And I just think that Stuttgart, struggling for goals,
yeah,
I could see Bayern winning to nil here at +150, which I think it is decent as well. And I actually think Bayern might win this to nil. And if you're looking at goal scorers, Robert Lewandowski's got 8 in his last five games against Stuttgart. Serge Gnabry's got 4 in his last two against Stuttgart. And if you doubled those two up and had Lewandowski and Gnabry to score at any time, you can get +180 on those. If you fancy the little outside bet.
That's a good one. Thomas Muller also will be boosted this week after signing a new contract to 2024, so might be worth looking at him. Bayern have been rotating a little bit. They put Sven Ulreich in goal instead of Manuel Neuer for the Mainz game last week. Okay, final fixture. We've got to go quick. Leipzig-Augsburg. Leipzig off the back of that Rangers game, of course. They made 5 changes and got beaten by Gladbach last weekend after the first leg of the Rangers tie. Augsburg can technically finish 16th, but are safe despite losing to Köln. Chris, do you want to go?
Yeah, I think this is a massive game now for Leipzig, whether they beat Rangers or not. It's a huge game.
Yeah, outside of the fifth now.
Outside of the Champions League spots, you feel they have to win this game. They've been really strong at home. Only lost 1 of the last 7 at home. Only lost 1 of 11 against Augsburg. Both teams to score. Yes, in 4 of their last 5 meetings. I fancy Leipzig to win here and both teams to score. Yes, at around +170.
Yeah, I wouldn't, honestly, absolute shocker, but I wouldn't put you off that either. But, the only risk for me with Leipzig is obviously we don't know what's going to go on against Rangers. You know, if they're able to obviously get past Rangers, which looks like they probably should, then it becomes a little bit trickier. But for me, yeah, Leipzig, you know, have got to be favourites. Looking at Augsburg, they're scoring less than a goal per away game this campaign in total, 14 in their 16 away games. But a point ensures survival, and they've got it all to play for. And like I said, Leipzig, potentially it's a quick turnaround. So I did quite like both teams to score myself. You know, in these meetings, both teams scored, like I said, in five of the last seven meetings. And yeah, it just screams both teams to score. And so I wouldn't be put off by the Leipzig and both teams to score. It's just a little bit tricky for me. So I'd be happy just to stick with both teams getting on the score sheet without the winner. But yeah, either pick, I wouldn't dissuade.
Leipzig minus 385, Augsburg plus 1,050 for that one. Leipzig in a cup final and fighting for Champions League and in the Europa League. They've got so much to play for. They won't be parting, even if they beat Rangers, surely on Thursday. Okay, we've got to do this quick fire. It's time for our best pick of the week. Chris, you first.
Me, I've gone for the Leverkusen win at minus 106. I think they're just in fantastic form and they will win.
Yeah, exactly the same for me here. My best bet is Leverkusen win, minus 106.
Okay, dog of the week. George, you first.
So I'm going with Gladbach to win away to Eintracht Frankfurt at plus 205.
And I've gone for Bielefeld to win at Bochum at plus 215.
I think you persuaded me, Chris. I'm going to get involved in that. Okay, and your two picks for the weekend parlay. George, I think you've put it all together for us.
That's right. So You go ahead. You go ahead, Chris.
No, you go, George. Go on. You're all right.
Okay, no worries. That's right. So my two picks for this weekend's parlay, I'm going for a Köln win against Wolfsburg. And I'm also going for both teams to score in Freiburg against Union Berlin.
And I have gone for Bayern minus one goal to win and a Leverkusen win. So when you put those four together, George, can you give us the odds on that?
Absolutely. For all of those together, parlay odds of plus 611, 611.
Okay. Gents, great work. We got through all nine games. We've got another show next week, of course. And I promise everyone who watches, I will get these two arguing for the final show of the season. Chris Perry, George Gamble, where can people find you on social media?
I'm at Chris Pez Perry on Twitter.
And you can also find me on Twitter at C George Gamble.
Gents, thank you very much for your company. Hope you've enjoyed it. That's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast, brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. All prices available at the Bet Rivers website, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the Bet Rivers Network.